I'm going to start out by talking about just the basics of attorney-client privilege work product and the duty of confidentiality, because I assume that pretty much everyone in this room is pretty familiar with those things. When we're talking about the attorney-client privilege, of course, we're talking about a rule that applies in court proceedings. Rule 101B of the Texas Rules of Evidence make clear that the attorney-client privilege, as all the rules of evidence are court-based rules. So, for example, in administrative proceedings, the attorney-client privilege applies because the Texas government code says that privileges will apply in administrative proceedings. That doesn't come from the rules of evidence. And, of course, the basics of the attorney-client privilege are pretty simple. We're talking about communications between the lawyer and the client, the lawyer's representative, the client's representatives, these various permutations. I've left out the allied litigant part of the privilege here for the time being. And it has to be a confidential communication made for the purpose of facilitating the rendition of professional legal services, and it gives the client the right to refuse to disclose and to prevent others from disclosing in court proceedings these confidential communications. The work product doctrine, of course, comes out of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, and it is formally an exemption from discovery. And there are several points of distinction between the attorney-client privilege and work product that I just want to highlight. Work product, of course, is a litigation-based doctrine unlike the attorney-client privilege. It applies to things that are done in anticipation of litigation, and for purposes of trial, it does not apply, for example, to transactional matters. In some respects, the attorney-client, the work product is broader than the attorney-client privilege, and in some respects, it's narrower. So that it is broader in the sense that work product is not limited to communications between a lawyer and the client. It extends to third-party communications.